What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ray Fittipaldo, going to join us in a second here. Ray brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Texter, I stepped away. Did I miss Livy Dunn? No, Dom failed in his quest to book Livy. And then just randomly, unprompted, out of the blue in the last segment, said he would love to hook up with Martha Stewart. It was very weird from him.
Oh, my God.
Bill Belichick is getting married to a 24-year-old. He is 73. It's very weird to me. So we asked Dom, who's 21, if there are any elderly women that he would pursue. And now people are texting in, I guess, all of their crushes. Like Marissa Tomei, yeah, she's a beautiful woman. She's outstanding in Spider-Man. My cousin Vinny, she was in Seinfeld. Yeah, she looks great for 60. But that's too young for the purposes of this conversation. People texting in about Salma Hayek, who, well, she came back into the discourse the other day. She doesn't count. She's too young.
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me like Heidi Klum or Julia Louis-Dreyfus, like people who are somewhat older than me, but not geriatric.
How old's Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
64.
She is one of my all-time crushes. All-time crushes. Going back to Seinfeld, she was excellent. You ever seen Veep?
Bits and pieces.
Oh,
I'm
you gotta
told it's
watch
a
Veep.
Show I got to watch.
It's
yes. Brilliant.
It's absurdly funny. I'd put it up there against any comedies that have come out in the last 15, 20 years. It is so good. Anyway, I digress. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joins us now. How you doing, Ray? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're trying to keep it light today, Ray. We're trying to have a good time given the state of Pittsburgh sports. All right, I want to start you off with this. So, Caleb Johnson, Steelers third-round pick, he was on with Steelers.com the other day, and this has now gone viral. He said he would characterize himself as a guy who could be a Derrick Henry back, or he could be a Dalvin Cook back. A, love the confidence from the young man. Is he even going to be the starting running back this year?
Well, I don't think this year, but I think obviously with Jalen Warren just playing on the one-year RFA tender, that time's going to come sooner rather than later. But I would fully expect, Adam, for Caleb Johnson to get a lot of carries this year. I think the Steelers have gone to kind of like a sharing situation at running back for the past three seasons. I don't expect that to change this season, but I think in the future, yes, I think you can see Caleb Johnson getting the bulk of the carries. He's a big back. He didn't time well at the combine, but if you watch him at Iowa. He runs away from a lot of players. So I think the Steelers are excited to see what he can do in OTAs next week. And I think Steelers fans are going to like him when they get to see him in the preseason here in a couple months.
He had, what, 21 catches last year, did Caleb Johnson, which doesn't sound like much. And I know when he was drafted, Steelers fans were saying, this guy can't catch the ball. 21 catches on Iowa, I think, was good for third on the team last year, Ray. Do you think that he can be a weapon in the passing game?
Well, he can be, but I think that's Jalen Warren's strong suit. And I think as long as Jalen Warren is on this team, I think he's going to be the third down back, because you have to remember, he's also the team's best pass protecting running back as well. So when you have guys like that on your roster, I think you got to use them. But I think Caleb Johnson certainly got the size to be a good pass protector back there. And I think sometimes running backs, you know, they'll get typecast in college, right? Because Iowa is this ground and pound, three clouds and a dust kind of a school. And maybe they just didn't throw to him because that's not their offense. I think he's got the skills to do both in the NFL, but you just might not see that in him as a rookie.
Ray, Mason Rudolph was on with Cabali and Mack on their podcast the other day, and he talked about how things had gone with the Steelers. He talked about now he understands that when guys get paid a certain amount of money, that they're going to get the opportunity. I thought it was a very mature response from Mason Rudolph. Well, he's getting paid $4 million a season by the Steelers right now. Do you think he understands where he is in the NFL ecosystem? Like, he's not going to be bummed out or pissed if Aaron Rodgers comes in, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on like an OTAs and mini camp, you know, preview that's going to run later in this week. And, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've kind of been parroting with what Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin have said about Mason. You know, he's got belief in the locker room, and, you know, the front office believes in him. And listen, I get it. I believe what they're saying, but this is the same Mason Rudolph who lost his job in 2019 to Duck Hodges, right? I mean, Duck Hodges wasn't even an undrafted free agent. He was a rookie tryout guy who ended up making the team. And then just, you know, for the next few years, he was just kind of there. And then he finally gets his chance, Adam, at the end of the 2023 season, leads them on a three-game winning streak to get into the playoffs. He plays well in that playoff game, and what do they do? They let him walk in free agency. So, you know, there are a lot of people who were wondering why Mason Rudolph wanted to come back here. Maybe this was his best and only opportunity. I'm not sure, but I think you're right. I think he realizes his place. Yes, he is QB1 right now on May 21st, but it might only be for a matter of weeks or whenever Aaron Rodgers signs on the dotted line.
Ray, we get it all the time on the text line, on Twitter, phone calls. This fan base believes in Mason Rudolph. And if Mason should fail, this fan base seems to believe an awful lot in Will Howard. Do you think fans are getting ahead of their skis here on those guys? Like, I think if Rudolph starts, and I like Rudolph as a backup, man, and I think he's a good guy and he's put in his work, and I respect Mason Rudolph, but like, if he were to start every game, do you think the losing season or the winning season streak would finally end?
I think there's a good possibility of that. Listen, I think the ceiling for this team, if Aaron Rodgers is here, is probably 10 or 11 wins, and if it's Mason Rudolph, it's not that much worse. It's probably 8 or 9 wins, but listen, if you go 8 and 9, that streak is over. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of people in this fan base do embrace Mason Rudolph. You know, maybe it's because of that run at the end of the 2023 season. But there's also a lot of people in this fan base, Adam, who want to see them go 4-13, get a high draft pick, so we're not in this never-ending cycle of who's the franchise quarterback going to be. You know, is it going to be Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields? I think you will find as many people in this fan base who want that as there are people who want Mason Rudolph to succeed.
Ray, do you think if Mason Rudolph were one of 5 quarterbacks competing for the Browns job, do you think he'd win that job with Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco?
Well, he didn't get a chance to beat out Kenny Pickett because the Steelers never – I mean, if you guys remember, he was like the third-team quarterback throughout that camp. They never even – really gave him a shot. Yeah, I mean, listen, Mason is a pro. He's probably better than all those guys. But, you know, to your point about what you said about, you know, the money factor in this, you know, the Browns invested high picks in Gabriel. So, I think he wouldn't be in any different position. But, yes, for the 2025 season, he probably would be the Browns' best option.
All right, texters out there, you can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. But could you please just stop texting in the names of hot old ladies? I feel like we've jumped the shark now. I just get Helen Mirren and Jane Seymour and Christine Brinkley. We need to clear the text line of hot old ladies so that we can get the sports discourse going again. Ray,
I was trying to think of the like Livy Dunn of my era. I guess Kathy Ireland would be that for my generation, but I don't even know how old she is.
I'll tell you who did it for me back in the day, and I'm not as old as you, Ray, and you're not an old man. What the hell's her now? I'm gonna not have her name. What's her face from Grease? Olivia Newton-John.
Oh yeah.
I was a big Grease fan back in the day. I thought Olivia Newton-John was the bee's knees, but now here we go. I'm being a perv again. Ray, your thoughts on the Steelers drafting Lenora Sellers next year and then him participating as the quarterback in the 2028 Flag Football Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, this flag football thing seems to be, I don't know, I guess that's the time of year, right? The Steelers aren't practicing, so we talk about flag football.
Yeah, what's the end game there for the owners? Because they approved it unanimously. Is it just, hey, we think it's going to help us grow the game internationally if some of our bigger players go?
I think so. It's interesting timing too, right? Because the collective bargaining agreement ends in 2030. So I'm sure this will be a part of it. But you got to think with all the millions of dollars they have invested in these players. And, you know, I know there was this conversation a week ago with the Pirates and Paul Skeens, you know, doing the World Baseball Classic. It's very similar, you know, when you compare the two sports, but you know, to me, I think flag football should be off on its own. I don't think NFL players should be involved. And listen, if the Americans can't win with a bunch of Joes who were good in college and not in the NFL, then we got problems in this country.
Dude, can't you just see DK Metcalf in 2028 routing up some plumber from Taiwan? Like, it's just absurd to me. Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Ray, have you heard that the Steelers are poking around on wide receiver too? Because I actually got a text last night from another source that named a name that I have to go out and confirm now. But it sounds to me like they are checking around the league on backfilling this George Pickens spot.
Yeah, I think there's another move to be made, but I don't think they're in a rush to do that. You know, I think the Rodgers situation has to unfold first. I think you want to know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be your quarterback, not that you bow and do whatever he says, but I think there would be some input there with the type of receiver that he would want. And honestly, Adam, if you look at the guys who are still available, I don't think they're in any rush. I think they're willing to sit around till June, July and, you know, pick their best opportunity as well. So Omar is never in a hurry. I don't think he'll be in a hurry on this, but I do think there's another shoe to drop before training camp starts in July.
The biggest shoe would be the Rodgers shoe, and you're still hearing the same thing that they feel like it's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they wouldn't be in this position with Mason Rudolph as QB1 if they weren't, you know, pretty much assured that this was going to happen. So I can't give you a date. You know, there's been speculation about him being here for minicamp if that happens, but I think they would be okay with it happening, you know, in early July, just so he has an opportunity, you know, to work with some of his receivers before training camp. It doesn't have to be in Pittsburgh. That could be anywhere. As long as that happens, I think the Steelers would be okay with it.
All right, last text on this, Ray. And are you familiar with Gilligan's Island? Were you watching that back in the day?
Yeah, Ginger and Marianne.
That's right. That show drove me nuts. I mean, it drove me nuts. They're so close every damn episode. They never get off the island. But someone, texts in Ginger from Gilligan's Island. I was always more of a Marianne fan.
Yeah, I was always more of a Ginger guy. So there you go. I don't know.
That's going to sound so weird when we play it the rest of the day out of context, Ray.
Appreciate your time. How about Mrs. Howell?
From what's that
you
from?
Mrs. Howe?
No.
Mrs. Howe from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, one of the two rich people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very,
absolutely.
Very good. All right, Ray, we'll talk to you later.
All right, see you.
It's a weird one with Ray. It's not his fault. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. People texting in Betty White, I hate to inform you, she has passed away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.